Chapter 2. The girl in the smart dinner dress spun round in surprise. At the sight of Melanie, her eyes widened and then narrowed, and then a spark of pure frostiness invaded them.
"Oh, really?" she said. "And would it be unreasonable of me to inquire who you are?"
"Not at all," Melanie replied. She was trying to sound casual and normal, although she had never felt so angry in her life. Her beautiful satin bedspread that had been a present from Sir James when he fitted the room out for her flung across the carpet. Her sheets tossed to an opposite corner of the room and her pillowcases ripped from her pillows. Why, even her perfume bottles and her hairbrushes had been swept from the top of the dressing table and deposited in an open drawer. The contents of another drawer, handkerchiefs and gloves, had been tossed in with the perfume bottles and the brushes, and a small folding photograph of her mother and father that always stood beside her bed had been flung in with them. Melanie's reaction was positively primitive. For one second she actually saw red, and then she counted swiftly up to 10 and swallowed her rage. After all, they were Sir Luke's guests, and she couldn't be rude to them. This was Sir Luke's house, and she really had no rights in it any longer.
"I'm Melanie Granger," she said, "and I shall be moving out in a couple of days. I was hoping to keep this room until I left, but if it's needed, I don't mind shifting my things myself. But I shall have to ask you to wait until after dinner, because I was just going to have a bath and I'm absolutely filthy."
She stared hard first at the older woman, who was also elaborately gowned and actually looked rather pleasant and motherly, and then at the younger, who was not merely almost startlingly attractive, but had hair and eyes that appeared to match under the soft brilliance of the shaded electric lights. She was a natural blonde, a Scandinavian type of blonde, and her eyes were the strange, translucent gold of a cat's. Beneath obviously false eyelashes,